Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 10th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. For the last several days, we've been down here in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right near the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and we're leaving and heading back to Missouri. To Missouri, that's my home state, and I'm not going to do this over again. We're actually preparing the podcast late Wednesday night because we know we're going to get up early tomorrow, and boy, what a old time mistake. Going back to Pennsylvania. Well, today's message is based on an experience we had during our visit. It's titled, Deeded to God Almighty, and the scripture text is Psalm 24, verse 1.
The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein.
Well, as I mentioned, we're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, near the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. We visited a valley with stunning mountain views known as Cades Cove. Now, when I first heard about this area, I was curious as to why an inland area would be called a cove, since I've always associated a cove with water. However, in Smoky Mountain vernacular, a cove is a, quote, relatively flat valley between mountains or ridges, end quote.
Beginning in the early 1800s, Cades Cove was settled, and its population peaked with about 700 inhabitants in 1900. When the Great Smoky Mountains National Park was established, the lands were bought by the Park Service. Now all that remains as evidence of the settlement are about 70 historic buildings, such as cabins, churches, and barns, that were left for tourists to visit. The buildings are stripped of all furnishings, allowing tourists to go inside the structures as well. And we spent several hours driving through the area, visiting the buildings, and enjoying the stunning views.
When I first drove into Cades Cove, I stopped for information and visited with the park ranger for a while. Brooksine would actually say a long while.
Mm-hmm.
She waited in the van for me. We sure had an interesting conversation as he told me he was actually related to many of the Cove residents and personally knew several who lived there before being bought out by the Park Service. He told us of his great-grandfather, John W. Oliver, who at one time owned 5,000 acres. Well, John W. Oliver resisted the government's efforts to buy his land. He was determined to stay, so he stalled the eviction by deeding all his property to God Almighty. This is as the ranger told me. This caused quite a legal dilemma for the eminent domain process. The case eventually went to the Tennessee Supreme Court three times before he finally lost and reluctantly moved from the Cove in December 1937.
That phrase, deeded to God Almighty, caught Stephen's attention, and he talked about that several times throughout the day. It certainly was an interesting strategy, installing the eviction. The ranger and Stephen didn't discuss his great-grandfather's religious convictions, so we don't know how pure his motives were. But we do know that in a spiritual sense, he was correct, and ultimately all land is deeded to God Almighty.
Well, consider the stunning acclamation of David in our daily verse. The shepherd had spent so much time in natural settings, perhaps with scenes similar to the Cades Cove, and I have a beautiful picture today I took of the cove on today's message. Well, the psalmist proclaimed, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Today, I encourage you, wherever you live, to observe the beautiful creation of God, and it is really everywhere, isn't it? Take some extra time to observe the often overlooked blessings of God's creation, and give praise to God, who created, blesses, and rules the entire universe. Remember, all the earth and universe is indeed ultimately deeded to God Almighty.
Let's pray together. The heavens declare your glory, Father, and all the earth reflects your praise. You stretch out the skies like a tent, and you build your dwelling above the clouds. You built the earth on its foundations with mountains that rise and valleys that descend. You set borders for the seas that they cannot cross, and you make flowing springs pour into the ravines. You water the wild animals and provide nests for the wild birds who sing among the tree branches. The earth overflows with things you have made, both for our pleasure and for our sustenance. All that we have belongs to you, Father, who gives all good things to your creation. May we, your children, be faithful stewards and grateful recipients of your bounty. Amen.
Amen. And she makes note that that is based upon Psalm 104, the beginning portion of the prayer. Well, thanks for joining us today. The message again is the message for Thursday, January 10th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And we not only have the photo I mentioned in the encouragement message today of Caves Cove, a beautiful panoramic view with horses in the view as well as distant mountains, but several other photos we took during the day of our visit. And we welcome you. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And again, the message Thursday, January 10th, 2008. We are not able to put out this message immediately. We'll be leaving early in the morning, Thursday, the 11th, no, the 10th, and heading back up to Pennsylvania, not Missouri, and along the way hoping to find a Panera Bread or somewhere that has wireless internet access. And it takes me another about half hour to an hour to then finally get all this out. So I don't have any idea when that will be, but I'm confident we'll find somewhere along the way. Thanks for joining us today, or whenever you happen to listen to this. And once again, remember, ultimately, every part of the earth and universe is deeded to God Almighty.